Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We are still in the first chapter, in the second chapter of Tawbah, and still doing the introduction of Tawbah. In the introduction, the compiler, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, has brought a few ayat of the Quran Sharif as well. In the ayat, he explains also the importance and great virtues of Tawbah. Firstly, قال الله تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وتوبوا إلى الله جميعا أيها المؤمنون لعلكم تفلحون. And make tawbah collectively, all of you together, O believers, so that you may gain success. So in this ayat, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala commands us to make tawbah all together. And on that, Allah Ta'ala says you will acquire success. The real success is, of course, without guna. But insan is weak, he does fall into sin, he does make mistakes. And when that happens, then consequently, normally Allah Ta'ala's punishment also comes. In order to come out of that, Allah Ta'ala has given us this great exercise of tawbah. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah alayhi writes that it is the practice of my elders also, and I've also found it to be 100% true and correct. I've experienced it. Whenever any community, nation suffers any problem and they resort to tawbah, istighfar and durood sharif in abundance, Allah immediately removes their problems from them. These are the correct asbab and means that we have to use when we are facing problems, whether it be individually, in a family, in the community or the whole ummah. But unfortunately, we keep on committing gunas and we don't make tawbah and istighfar. We don't even think of making tawbah and istighfar. And Allah Ta'ala, as it is narrated, that a person who makes tawbah, Allah will treat him just like that person who committed no guna whatsoever. In other words, he's so cleansed of guna that he will be treated by Allah Ta'ala also as a person who committed no guna. So in order to acquire falah, success of this dunya and akhirah, we should regularly be making tawbah and to turn to Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. In the other ayat, Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala says, إِسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. Allah says, seek forgiveness from your sustainer, your creator, your nourisher, then turn to him in repentance. Yeah, in this ayat, Allah has made it clear that tawbah is a separate thing and istighfar is a separate thing. Normally we take it as one and there is no problem really with that also. But if we do see the nitty gritty of it, then tawbah is a separate thing and istighfar is a separate thing. Istighfar, seeking forgiveness, is just that guna that we have committed, we ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive us. And Allah forgives when this is clear, made clear by ayat and ahadith, that as soon as a person asks Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, Allah forgives that person. But tawbah is that you resolve that I will never commit that guna again. Though you know I'm weak, I fall prey to that guna over and over. But at that time, you come out of that guna, you promise that I will never commit it again, then that is tawbah. And whatever the other requisites of tawbah are, you fulfill them. On that, Allah's forgiveness is there. So we should make istighfar also, ask for forgiveness. And tawbah also, that we resolve we will not commit those sins again. On doing that, Allah Ta'ala's great mercy comes down. The third ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. O you who believe, make tawbah to Allah, tawbatan nasuha. That is a sincere tawbah, a tawbah in which you resolve. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, tawbatan nasuha is that tawbah that you never go back to that guna again. As it comes also, when a person makes tawbah from kufr and shirk, then there are great virtues for that also. And like a person who was in the fire, and he never wants to return to the fire again, that is quite clear. Any person may Allah protect us all. If he was in a fire, he will never want to return to it. Like that, every guna is the fire of Jahannam. So whichever guna we got caught in, we should have that resolve in our heart that I will never go back to that guna. Gunas, whether they are sins, whether they are open sins, or they are sins of the heart and mind, like looking down upon somebody, like backbiting about somebody, or thinking evil about somebody, all these are equally very big, great gunas. So all these gunas, though they are there, but this ayat of the Quran and the whole chapter we will read of the ahadith, that in spite of them, if we just turn sincerely to Allah, Allah forgives all of them, and Allah treats us as though we had committed no guna. And after that, Allah Ta'ala does not even want us to remember those gunas. That we are in this world to remember Allah Ta'ala, not our gunas. The only time ulama say we should again think of our gunas is when pride comes into us. When we think we are angels and we never did anything wrong, and we're looking down upon other people who are committing sin. At that time, again, we should think of our sins. Which angel are you? And what do you think you are so pious? Remember what your history also is. But otherwise, we are not created to remember our sins. We are created to remember Allah Ta'ala, and we should remember the great qudrat, the great kindness and mercies of Allah Ta'ala. وَأَخِرُ دَوَانَهِ